In some ways, friends and families have never been as connected as we are right now, thanks to social media. But in other ways, we've never been lonelier. This is Lisa Berry, and in fact, one of the biggest issues facing middle-aged Americans isn't smoking or obesity, it's loneliness. And joining us now to talk about that is Ann Arbor psychologist and executive coach, adjunct professor and lecturer at the University of Michigan Ross School of Business, and author of 8 books, including his latest book, Self-Aware, Dr. Robert Pasek. Welcome.
Hi, Lisa.
Thanks for keeping us company. How big of a problem do you feel loneliness is for people right now?
Well, people are fairly isolated between work and their family. So in terms of friendship and being able to connect to the larger society and even to family of origin, people are very pressured, and they don't have time to do that. So they kind of fall back on Facebook, which I think is a faux way of connecting to people.
How important is friendship? I remember back in Girl Scouts, we had a special song about it. Do you think it's still a priority for people now?
Well, it is a big priority, and it's something that's forgotten in our society. It's particularly a problem for men, but I'm hearing from women, too, that they just don't have time for friendship. And it's very important to health and well-being to be connected to our friends. So it is a big problem for people.
That was going to be my next question. Are there significant differences between men and women and how we make and sustain friendships?
Well, I think women are socialized much more to value friendship. And, you know, with the games that they play as kids, girls tend to play about dolls and being in relationships. Where guys, it's all about competition and how much we can beat the other guys. So when we get older, it becomes more pronounced, and those differences are pretty devastating for men. And there's about a lot of links to how it actually leads to problems with health and even early death if men are not connected.
And here's the big question often debated between people. Can you have a close friendship with someone of the opposite sex?
Well, this is a big one. There's just a research study done it was in the New York Times last week that showed people are afraid to be connected at work with men and women. As a matter of fact, a third of the people feel it's a bad idea to have lunch or to even be in a room alone with the opposite sex because of the dangers of sexual harassment and, you know, some of the morality issues that people raise. So, you know, it is hard to have a friend of the opposite sex, especially somebody your own age. I think it's a little easier. I had a really good friend for a long time who was about 20 years older than me, a woman, and that was kind of safe, but it's easier than having friendship with somebody around the same age or younger for a man.
Well, it makes it difficult.
Because there's all these kind of mores in society that put sexual innuendo on any kind of relationship that people have with the opposite sex. And, you know, that's a sad thing, too, because we enjoy the company of opposite sex, and if we only are relying on a partner, that can be really stressful in that partnership as well.
We touched on it briefly a short time ago. Do you think social media, what impact is that having on friendship and loneliness?
Well, people think that because they're connecting on social media that they have friends, and sometimes they're connecting with old friends that they haven't seen in years, like from high school or elementary school. But if you ask most people who are the people on their Facebook page, they wouldn't know them. They walk right by them, you know. So that's really a problem, because I call it a false or a faux type of friendship where we think we're connected with those people, and yet we use it as a distancing mechanism for the people we really need to be close to, who are the people in our own family or our own friendship network.
What does that mean? What do you mean a distancing? How does that?
Well, you see people who are out on a date, you know, and or people that are having lunch together. What are they doing? They're looking at their Facebook page. So there in front of them is their true friend, their true opportunity to connect, but they're more concerned about connecting with those 100 people or 1,000 people or whatever it is that they have on their Facebook page. Like I said, they wouldn't even know them if they saw them.
I've actually had that experience where I'm Facebook friends with people I've never met, and then I actually see them out in public, and I go, hey, aren't you? And I recognize their picture, and that just seems like an interesting development in the world of friendships these days.
It is. It's kind of this making isolation really more acceptable, because we really are closer to the people, you know, that we don't know. It's kind of ironic. We also know, we pretend like we know celebrities. You know, we're all connected to the lives of celebrities. And again, if we saw them and they saw us, we wouldn't, you know, we might know them, but they wouldn't know us from Adam if we have to pass them.
So what's the solution to all this?
Well, I think that people have to make much more of an effort to be, I call it mindful or prioritizing. You know, you ask people what's really important in your life. And, you know, even when people die and you say, what's important in your life? They say, well, I wish I was closer to the people that mattered to me the most. So it's really a matter of being mindful and intentional and spending time with the people that you really care about. And that could be friends. It also could be becoming friends with your adult children or friends with your parents as they get older. So a lot of relationships that at one time were one thing morph into something called friendship as we get older. So I'd say just making that a priority, calling people, scheduling lunches, reaching out to people that you haven't seen in a while, but who are important to you, and really questioning yourself when you go online, is this really going to be satisfying to me, or am I just killing time here pretending that I have closeness with people?
I think that's such a strong statement you just made, how important it is to be closer to the people who matter to you.
That's right. We tend to be closer to people who don't matter at all. Even at work, you know, we pretend we have friendships, but as soon as people leave work, it's most likely they never see those people again. So they're, in a way, false friendships. They're not really sustainable friendships. I have a lot of people who retire, and they never again see the people that they worked with for 30 years. So what kind of friendship is that?
How important is it for us to be friends with ourselves?
Oh, that's a really crucial one. We tend to be really tough on ourselves, and we treat ourselves worse than we treat our friends. We are demanding, we're perfectionistic, we're never satisfied, and we never really come to terms with accepting who we are with all the flaws and all the challenges that we have. And if we don't accept ourselves and we're not willing to accept our deficiencies, we're certainly unable to accept other people and their deficiencies.
So it's important that you have a good relationship and like yourself and feel like a friend of yourself.
Yeah, to be a friend of yourself. Be kind to yourself. Be nice to yourself. Treat yourself as well as you treat other people that you meet. Treat yourself actually better. And I don't mean being selfish, but I mean just being kind. Kind in the mind, too, not just in the action, because we can be really harsh on ourselves and beat ourselves up in the way we think about ourselves.
Dr. Robert Pasek, he's a psychologist and an executive coach, adjunct professor and lecturer at the University of Michigan Ross School of Business, and an author of 8 books, the latest being called Self-Aware, talking to us about the state of friendship for adults in today's world. We really appreciate your time, and thank you so much for joining us on 89.1.
And I appreciate your friendship, Lisa. That sounds great. Okay.
Take care. Thank you.